Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk a little bit more about betting and football, because we are joined on our Wester hotline by Dave Mason, BetOnline Sportsbook brand manager, BetOnline.ag. We always bother him for prop bets before the Super Bowl. You know what, Dave? I'll tell you what. First off, thank you for coming on. It's Howard and Jeremy. Just give us the prop bets for the Bills Super Bowl right now, and we don't have to bug you again in February.
Odds to win it all, plus 675. They're the favorites, followed by the Buccaneers at plus 800. So yeah, big things are expected from the Bills at Bet Online this year, and in every sports book, I believe. So regular season wins, 11.5. Also the favorite to win the AFC, AFC East, et cetera. So big things expected from the Bills. You got pressures on, folks.
So listen, now I don't know if you want to, how you judge it, whether it's tickets bought or actual money wagered. How is the activity on the Bills as opposed to other teams around the league? Are they one of the hot tickets?
Bet count, yes. They're the most bet team to win the Super Bowl. But you know, it's kind of, when you factor in the odds, that doesn't mean that's the biggest liability for the book. That goes to the Chargers, because you know that if a team has longer, you know, you can take a couple bets on a team that's 50-1 and have a bigger exposure than 10 bets on the Bills at plus 675. So there's a lot of things to factor in. But yes, they do have the highest bet count, but they're not a huge liability for us as of now. Chargers are the biggest liability at 11-1. Followed by the Jets at 100-1. It's always kind of interesting to see how the draft, you know, impacts odds, or not odds, because it really doesn't impact the odds too much, but it impacts people's viewing of a team. You know, a sportsbook guy like myself will tell you that the draft really isn't going to impact the team's Super Bowl chances too much, but the public feels differently. You know, the Jets had that very good draft on paper, and they sure are betting them to win the Super Bowl at 100-1.
Or a quarterback trade. How did the quarterback trade affect what you got on Denver, what you're seeing on Denver?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Quarterback trade always impacts the odds and the action. Denver, without a doubt, they went from, I believe, 35-1 down to – I mean, they dropped all the way down to, I believe, 14-1. Now they've settled at about 20-1. And you know, it's always, those are always one of the ones that kind of the action comes pouring in. Like we got killed on Tom Brady a couple years ago when he chose the Buccaneers. There was early action on the Buccaneers with the whispers, and next thing you know, we had a humongous liability on the Buccaneers.
How long can everybody wait on the Browns? Right, like a lot of lines aren't being posted. Right. You kind of got to wonder, like it's opening day. We're gonna have to toss a win total out there. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big one, right? That's just going to – I mean, you can bet them on the Super Bowl. They're at 20-1. People are betting them to win the Super Bowl. But for win total, yeah, I mean, that's just so big. We need to figure out what's going on with Deshaun Watson here. So that's just going to – who's playing quarterback if it's not Watson? We don't know. I mean, that's just such a big needle mover. Just have to wait on that one. I mean, you know, most of the action comes in late anyways. I mean, the early action's great when the odds open. Then it kind of just dissipates and then kind of stagnant over the summer. And then it picks up like late July, early August. So it's not, I don't think we're missing out too much action. And there's still months to bet that number.
So the schedule coming out has really not much of an impact. I was wondering, Dave, if you guys see maybe an increase in bets when people actually know who's what games are locked in on what days and stuff.
Feels like it makes it easier to count to the number you might want to bet.
Yep.
No, absolutely. You see a flurry. It's funny, you know, with football and football's a 365-day sport now. I mean, they do this such a great way, the NFL, of keeping their name in the news cycle. So you see the action once we post the odds after the Super Bowl, there's a flurry, or whenever a prop opens, like the season totals, when they open, and they opened right after the draft. Right before the schedule release. And then with the schedule release, you see more people, more bets come in. So definitely when there's these pockets in time during the off season where you just see a bevy of action. If there's a trade, if there's a signing, et cetera, you'll see a wave of action. Then it kind of slows down till the next big news hits.
We're with Dave Mason, betonline.ag sportsbook brand manager. Back to the Bills for a second. You were talking about them as a team and their Super Bowl and everything. What about Josh Allen? What kind of activity are you seeing with him in the MVP betting?
He's the favorite, without a doubt. He's the favorite. He also has a top bet count. He's 7-1 right now. He's actually co-favorite with Herbert. Herbert's getting bet as well. We also have a liability on him, so he's the highest bet count and the fourth highest liability behind Jalen Hurts, Tagovailoa, and Derek Carr. So people are taking some long shots there. Then it's down to Josh Allen. He's definitely a liability right now and the most favorite bet.
I saw the Jalen Hurts thing, and I couldn't figure that one out. I mean, when you see certain money come in, do you get nervous? Did you, like, second-guess a line or something like that?
Well, sometimes, sure, it's natural. I mean, you know, but y'all, being in this business, I mean, it depends who's betting it. You know, like I said, people bet on these news cycles, especially during the NFL, so – you know, they just gave him some pretty good weapons there in Philly, and that's what happens, right? If they didn't have A.J. Brown, they didn't trade for A.J. Brown that draft day, you know, this is what Jalen Hurts wouldn't be seeing as many bets as he is now. So what did we do? You know, we moved the odds a little bit and to mitigate some risk and give some value on some other players and, you know, so on and so forth. But, I mean, I'm a Philly guy, so I hope the bettors are right, but I'm not holding my breath. I'm looking at the odds, and he has shorter odds than Dak Prescott. So I the two NFC East quarterbacks there, that doesn't really make sense to me. But who knows?
Thinking about the favorite for that. How often does the favorite win? It feels like the MVP. You know, you obviously have to have a good season, but you also. I think you also kind of have to have a name already out there that people know, because it is something that's voted on by writers. So you have to, I almost feel like you have to come up short a couple times, and then there's some bias, right? There's some human element to it where writers or whoever it is that votes finally gives it to you because you had the good season and you've been an MVP candidate. I'm thinking about Allen a couple of years ago not winning it, and how it's Rodgers, it's Brady. Lamar got it the 1 year kind of out of nowhere. It just feels like once you're a made man in that conversation, you can get back a little more easy.
No, absolutely. It's one of the things with a lot of factors, right? The player's got to be great. The team's got to be successful, and the writers got to side with you, you know? You have to win sexy too, you know. You can't just be steady. You need to have some of those big games on national TV that sways the audience and the writers and whomever. So, how many? I mean, I'm looking back right now. Rodgers won it last year. I don't think he was. Now he wasn't the favorite because he had all that off season stuff. I mean, he was up there. All these guys are up there. Rodgers again the year before. Lamar Jackson. I don't think he was. I'm going to memory. Mahomes in 2018, he's right near the top. Brady before that, he was definitely near the top, maybe the favorite that year. So I'm not sure exactly. They're always quarterbacks. So, you know, they're just about always. So there's no real, you know, method to our madness and how we create the odds. It's just, okay, the big name quarterbacks on the good teams who put up big numbers, they're up front. And if anybody sneaks in, we got a whole season to figure out the odds.
The coach of the year? Who are the hot guys there that you're seeing?
Dan Campbell. He's getting that big. Again, some of, you know, these coach of the year odds are somewhat long. But yeah, I mean, Sean McDermott's the favorite at 10-1. He's getting big. He has the second biggest liability for us, but Dan Campbell's liability is huge at 14-1. Who else is getting bet here? Nick Sirianni, Philly guy. Once again, I'm a Philly guy. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that works out. Mike McDaniel, he's getting bet. Like I said, Sean McDermott, he's the second highest bet count. So liabilities, McDermott's number two, Campbell's number one, Belichick's number three at 25-1. Lovie Smith's amount, 33-1. Nick Sirianni at whatever he is, 14-1. Yeah.
Hey, the other thing I want to bring up, Dave, before we let you go, I saw the odds came out for week one, and 10 home teams are underdog, which I guess is a record. Any rhyme or reason? It's just how the schedule fell or yeah. What?
Yeah, it's just how the schedule fell. I mean, I was looking at that too, you know, where there's no double-digit spreads, and that kind of goes hand in hand with home dogs, you know. So it's going to be a tight one. It's going to be interesting week one. I mean, what I was thinking, we always have this big survivor pools, and that's going to be week one's going to be a tough week for survivor pools because there's just no big home favorites that are no-brainer picks. It's going to be an interesting week one.
I always thought like with home, when you guys set odds, okay, we always talk about how, well, it sounds like the home team automatically gets 3 points. A, right. Is that true? B, has the home team formula changed because more road teams have won? There's less of a home field advantage in recent years.
Yeah, there is. There is less of a home field advantage. Three used to be the number. It's about that. I mean, it's not huge, right. But it varies to 2.5, 2.5 points. Some places are three. So the COVID year kind of screwed things up too. That was kind of learning on the fly there. That was one of those things with no crowds and all that. It's like, oh God, what do we do here? We kind of learned on the fly there. And so you kind of had to throw that year in the dumpster and not really use that data. But home field advantage definitely has changed a bit.
Dave Mason with us. Excuse me. Sportsbook brand manager for betonline.ag. Dave, thanks very much for the time this morning. We'll talk to you before the Super Bowl.
Can't wait. Hopefully it's the Eagles. Eagles, Bills. How about that? That's fine.
I don't care about the NFC team. I'm just worried who's in there from the AFC.
Well, I'm a Philly guy. Come on, man. All right, guys.
That's fine.
Take care.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.